From Spark and Anvil and Numberverse, this is Rive and Yoke in Chapter 1 of the Numberverse cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
The Academy kept a small teaching herd, 30 gentle beasts that lived in the paddock behind the workshops and were used for lessons in counting, sharing, and, on the day this story is about, factors. Rive, who had grown up riving stone into equal rows, and Yoke, who had grown up pairing oxen at the plow, had never taught a lesson together. They had, in truth, always thought their crafts were separate. Rive broke numbers into their factors. Yoke sorted numbers into even and odd. One was about splitting, the other was about pairing. They nodded to each other in the corridors and left it there. But the factors and primes lesson and the even and odd lesson had been scheduled, by an overfull calendar, for the same afternoon in the same paddock. So the two of them stood together at the fence, 30 beasts before them, and a class of children waiting to be shown how to find every way a herd could be split into equal pens.
Rive went first. "Finding a number's factors," he told the children, "is finding every way it rives into equal rows. 30 beasts. Can we make equal pens? Try pens of 2. 15 pens of 2. Clean. No beast left over. So 2 is a factor. Try pens of 3. 10 pens of 3. Clean. 3 is a factor. Try 5. 6 pens of 5. 5 is a factor." He was thorough and slow, testing each number in turn, and the children began to see that a factor was simply a pen size that used up a whole herd with nothing standing loose. But it was slow work, testing every possible pen size one after another, and a child near the back asked, plaintively, whether there was a way to know where to start, instead of trying every number blindly.
Yoke, at the fence beside him, laughed. "There is," she said, "and it is my whole trade. Before you try to rive a number at all, ask the easiest question in the world. Is it even? Pair the herd off. This beast with that, this with that. If every beast finds a partner, the number is even. And that means..." She paused and looked at Rive, and something dawned on both of them at once. "That means 2 rives it cleanly. An even number can always be split into pens of 2. So you never have to test 2 on an even number. You already know." She showed them with the herd. 30 beasts paired off with none left standing. "Even," she said. "So 2 is a factor. I didn't have to try it. I could see it. And an odd number? 1 beast always left standing. So pens of 2 never come out clean. 2 is not a factor. And you can skip straight past it without testing at all." And then, at the fence, the two of them built the thing that was better than either craft alone, and they had the children do it, hands on the herd, to feel it work. "Take 30, Rive said, "and let's find its factors the fast way. Yoke, the easy question first." Yoke had the children pair the herd. "Even." "So 2 is in," said Rive, "and I can have it. 30 splits into 2 15s, so now I only have to understand 15. He set 15 beasts apart. "Yoke, is 15 even?" The children paired them and found 1 left standing. "Odd," said Yoke. "So skip 2 entirely. Don't waste a moment testing it." "Then I try 3, said Rive, "and 15 rives into 3 fives, and 5 and 3 are both stubborn, unrivable primes, so we're done." The children looked at what they had built together. 30, taken all the way apart into 2, 3, and 5. And they had never once tested a pen size blindly. Every hard split had been aimed by an easy question. Ask if it's even first. If yes, 2's a factor. Have it. If no, skip 2 and move on. The pairing test had become the first, fastest move of the factor hunt.
Afterward, leaning on the fence while the herd drifted back together, Rive said he could not believe he had spent years testing 2 by hand on every number, when Yoke's pairing glance had known the answer all along. Yoke said she had spent years thinking her even and odd was a lesser lesson than his grand factoring, a chore beside a craft, when really it had been the doorway to his craft the whole time. They agree to teach the afternoon together every year after that. And the children who learned it that way, the easy question before the hard one, the pairing glance before the patient writhing, carried something past the paddock, the quiet confidence that a hard problem often has a small, easy first question hidden inside it, and that finding it makes the hard part smaller. Rive and Yoke, who had nodded past each other in the corridors for years, discovered they were not two lessons at all. They were one method, waiting for the two of them to stand at the same fence.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Rive and Yoke. Released under Creative Commons BYNC SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.